Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
All right. Check in, check in, check in if you're in here. Hit me in the comment box, dog. We, of course, will read your comments live on air. It's Monday after the holiday and shit. What up, though? Got some water and shit. My nigga Monk, what's popping, dog? Got that good birthday gift for the luckiest godson on earth. Whenever y'all pull up, Leo Rochelle checking in on IG. What's the deal? It's been a long little holiday weekend. We've been off, so got a little bit of a few things to talk about. My man Monk Money, he ain't gonna be able to make it. Terrence, what up though? Nigga T, what's popping with you, dog? Shana, what's popping? Checking in on IG Live. What's the deal? We got the comments working today, dog. I'm excited about that shit because the comments ain't been working in a few days. So we got that shit going on. Don't forget, if you're checking in right now on IG Live, you can go to the full website. It's www.eblockradio.com, so you can see the full studio view. You know what I'm saying? We'll pop in this thing in just a minute. Yeah, you can hold me to it, dog. I got you together, dog. It ain't what you want, but it's probably the best gift that I'm gonna be able to give you. You're gonna be alright, cuz. Hope you feel better too, though. Shout out to also, speaking of feeling better, man, shout out to Mama Embry. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bo Moms. Hope she get well soon. She had a small little accident over the weekend, so shout out to her, man. Get well soon. I'm gonna send you a more personalized text message after we get done with this show. But yeah, shout out to Mama Embry. You know what I'm saying, Bo? If you're checking in right now, what up to you? I guess we gonna get started in a minute, dog. It's been a long little Thanksgiving weekend, dog. I got a few things to talk about. Of course, we'll get into that Lions loss on Thursday. But we gonna talk about some other things too, though. Got a few things going on. Don't forget, if you are listening, you already know, King. We gotta talk about that. We're gonna talk about that a little bit too, man. We're gonna talk about a whole bunch of shit today, though. Then we're gonna get out of here and celebrate TJ's birthday, man. Shout out to TJ, the luckiest godson on earth, dog, to have me as a godfather. Don't get no better than that, dog. You know what I'm saying? What else I was gonna say? I watched a couple things I wanna get into. I'm gonna wait to Angry Man get to his mic though before we start talking about everything. Don't forget, if you're listening right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or iHeartRadio, make sure you click that subscribe button so you get notified every time we upload audio content. All right, and if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Like, share, and subscribe. Do that for me, dog. We're gonna be giving away some E-Block Radio rolling trays pretty soon here, dog. We're gonna do a giveaway for likes and subscribes, all right? Or actually just subscribes. So we go trying to get some new subscribers. We'll be giving away the E-Block Radio rolling trays. We'll be I'll give y'all some more information on that as soon as that becomes available. He said thank you. You better thank me, nigga. Shit, luckiest godson on earth, dog. You better realize that shit, dog. For real. Anyway, all right, so we got Angry Man setting up now, so we're gonna jump into this thing. Don't forget, man, if you're on IG Live, you can go to eblockradio.com. You want to see the full view. So we go ahead and, you know, you don't have to just look at me and shit or at my nostrils on my IG Live and shit. Anyway, Angry Man, what's good with you?
Everything.
That's what I like to hear, dog.
Yeah.
You ready to get to it?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Yo, 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 you already know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show. On the planet
Earth Cousin,
straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Gonna do the best I can. Where's my dog at?
At the shop with his car and shit, dog. Yeah, shout out to Monk Money and shit.
Got some shit to do this morning.
Yeah, got some shit to do this morning. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Red Zone, baby. Let's get to the shits, dog. Long ass weekend, dog. We ain't been on since Wednesday and shit. What's been good with you, bro?
Oh, nah, man. It's been a great weekend for football.
For sure. For Michigan football, yeah.
Yeah.
I won't say necessarily the city of Detroit. Well, I mean, what one thing. Anyway, go ahead, dog.
Yeah, Michigan took care of business.
Yeah, for sure.
Lions damn near did it.
Damn near, man. It was close.
Yeah, it was close. I'm not mad. It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game, for real.
You know, if they lose, they lose. That's what they do. But it was a good fucking game.
I think so.
Shit, shout out to motherfucking Sterling.
Yeah, man, for sure.
My homeboy son, man. That dude's a phenom, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's a phenom. He gonna go off to do great things, man.
For sure.
Yeah, he is. He gonna go off to do great things, man. That boy showed his ass this season, man.
Yeah. Nah, that's what's up, though.
And that's what's up. So, yeah, he's going to go off to do good things. Shout out to Sterling.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to them Crusaders. Them damn Crusaders that did it again.
Two in a row and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the...
The static.
The static and shit. You know what I mean?
But outside of that, man, I just been chilling, bro.
Yeah.
Working like a motherfucker, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I guess somebody got to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to keep my head above water, give my good times. Is that what it was?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Might be.
Just unplug it.
I don't know which one it is. I don't want to unplug the wrong one. It should be fucking up the board. My nigga Bo checking in with it, though.
What up, Bo?
2G's checking your IG. What's the deal? Yeah. How was Thanksgiving, though?
Oh, it was cool, man.
Yeah. I was on the grill for the first time all 2022 and shit.
Nah, what is it, the first?
Nigga waited to Thanksgiving to get on the grill. Ain't been on the grill a whole fucking year.
Yeah, like I said,
damn near. I mean, if it was, it must have been once or twice, nigga. I don't remember.
Nah, it had to be because I told you the mailman hold the shit out of it. He was like, nigga, man, get that grill out of here, man. Hey, normally every time I come by here, you got something for me. You ain't get shit all year.
I'm trying to tell you, though. I was surprised when I seen your Thanksgiving like that. You say grilling?
Yeah, Jay been mad at me all motherfucking year. Like, when the fuck you gonna get back on the grill, man?
And then you broadcasting this shit, though. Motherfucking grill sitting right there in the front, just like...
Chilling.
Yeah. Yeah, you brought... At least hide that motherfucker. Hide the grill. Say that motherfucker go and shit, man. Say the dog ate it.
No, I put it up. Yeah, you right, man. You know,
40-year-old freshman checking in. What up, Jay?
What up, though? I mean, if y'all know, y'all know. I was the type of guy that grilled every fucking day.
Dog, every day.
I had two grills, a gas grill and a charcoal grill.
Shit. You right, dog. My bad. I forgot to change the topic. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I was out there. I was that guy on the grill.
Yeah. Sure.
I got to get my title back.
Yeah. I mean, it's late now. It's late in the game now, shit, but...
It's never too late in the game, man. You know, I grilled all year long. So I got to get back to it.
Right.
People talking shit about me.
Yeah.
You know, I used to come to work with lunch, barbecue. All the goddamn time.
Yeah,
Chicken, grilled chicken, grilled burger, something.
Yeah, what you do on the grill this time?
I did everybody's steak.
Oh, okay.
Everybody had steak. We had some steak, potatoes, vegetables. Because like you said, you know, well, like I said, if you know me, you know me. Every Thanksgiving, we do something different.
Yeah, for sure.
We not the traditional turkey people.
Yeah. I mean, niggas don't really eat turkey like that anyway, for real. I mean, ever since we started frying them bitches, though, yeah, I mean, we get down with them. But outside of that, like, shit, regular turkey. I think, my sister had she had regular turkey. But she also had corned beef and ribs. Like, it'd be a motherfucking fest
that
over there.
That is remain to be seen, Mark.
What's that?
I know you gangster in the kitchen, man.
What did he say?
I'm not going to take that away from you.
So you still can't grill better than him?
I'm not going to take that away from you.
Hey, so what y'all need to do is have a grill off, nigga. I eat all the food.
Yeah, that's going to be a tall mountain to climb because my man is gangster in the fucking kitchen. My man know what the fuck he doing. So, hey, if I want to be the best, I got to beat the best.
For sure. Hey, man, like I said, I test out the food and shit, though. Whenever y'all niggas ready.
He definitely is the best. So, you know, it's going to be Tyson and Holyfield in this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. I figured it. I ain't even jumping in that shit, dog.
No, I ain't scared of him. But I know I might take an ass with him.
Yeah. I mean, I can't grill like that, so.
No, because that's what he do. You know what I'm saying? That's what Monk do. But shit, like I said, you want to be the best, you got to be the best.
I mean, that nigga Turkey Burgers ain't as good as mine, but you know, he be trying or whatever.
Yeah, I'm on. We going to set it off, Monk. We going to do it.
Yeah, I'm here. No, matter of fact, all three of y'all need to do that shit, dog. You, him, and D-Wheel and shit.
I heard he was pretty cold on the grill, too.
He cold on the smoker, for sure.
Yeah, I heard he was, he was cold on the grill, too.
Yeah, for sure. Y'all go let the nigga who ain't been eating meat his whole life come out cook y'all.
The motherfucker ain't had nigga, a video game and beat us in Mortal Kombat all the goddamn time.
Nigga just started eating meat and shit, grilling the fuck out some motherfucking brisket.
That motherfucker ain't never had a video game, but whooped all our ass in every game we played.
Right, for sure, dog.
So I ain't gonna be surprised.
Ain't gonna be mad at that.
But no, you know, Monk, yeah, I accept the challenge, man. I accept it.
This nigga taught you how to make them turkey burgers. Get the fuck out of here. Taught myself, nigga. I'm the one taught you how to do that shit. Nah, yeah, I'm just talking shit, though. Yeah, nigga taught me how to do that shit.
Like I said, we can get it on.
Yeah, nah, that'd be dope, though. What was I about to say, though? What else you do this weekend, though? I mean, we've been on since Wednesday. Ain't shit happened.
Man, just working, man.
Yeah.
Just working. Just trying to get through the holiday, finish off this punk ass year.
Yeah. Did you see the Michigan game? Mm-mm. You ain't see it?
No, I was on back and forth on my phone.
Yeah, he was at work. Yeah. Of course you was at work, dog. I was super excited about that shit, dog. I felt like they had a chance to win and shit. I didn't know they was gonna play this well, though. With Dog not playing, you know, the starting tailback not playing.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was gonna go this well, but shit, they kicked ass. So that's what's up. I didn't see what the ratings dropped to, though.
What did Georgia do?
I don't even know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So Michigan, no doubt, should move to number two.
Yeah, they should move to number two, but I want to see how far down Ohio State go drop, though.
Probably just one slot.
You think so? Just one? Man, fuck that.
Probably just...
Hell no, nah, fuck that.
They played the number three team, so...
But they got their ass beat, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like they just won. Like, they got their ass beat. They should lose a couple. They should lose a couple, at least.
I was talking, going on... You know, doing some shit on Facebook.
Son Liberty said Georgia won.
Georgia won. Yeah. Okay. And motherfuckers are still talking about Alabama might make the playoffs.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Motherfuckers are still talking about
Alabama. Get the fuck out of here.
And that's what I asked my man Chris. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, he's a king of them. You know, yeah. He one of the big dogs.
Yeah.
And I was like, you really think they going to jump four spots, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, number eight.
Right. Yeah. Shit. Yeah, ain't no way in the hell.
You still got TCU in front of them, LSU in front of them.
Straight for the schedule looking ass niggas.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
They better not go nowhere near that bitch, dog.
Man.
I'm just a hater when it comes to Alabama any fucking way.
If they had number eight and make the playoffs, I think I would probably stop watching college football.
They going to change the rules of the playoffs now. They going to go to eight. They going to go to eight just so Alabama can get in.
Right.
Will that be a bitch, though? They gonna go to the top 18 just so Alabama can get in.
Alabama has made goddamn it.
Yeah.
How much do y'all spend at these motherfucking playoff games?
That shit would be crazy, dog.
They keep trying to find a way to put y'all back in this
market. Trying to find a way, dog.
Like, okay, it's y'all didn't make it this year.
Right. You just didn't make it.
It's okay.
Hell yeah.
Then we're gonna have to listen to Chris Saban cry about probably how his recruits going to Jackson State.
Oh, God. As they should.
He gonna cry about that.
As they should.
Deion stealing all his motherfucking recruits.
Like they ain't been stealing recruits from up top the whole time.
Deion stealing all the recruits.
Yeah.
I bet you. It ain't came out yet, but I bet you it will.
Yeah.
I bet you somebody.
Oh, you said the official rankings come out tomorrow.
I bet you somebody gonna say it.
Yeah.
I bet you.
There's no doubt about that shit, dog. Yeah, I think also, too, I guess I might as well mention while we talking about Michigan and King and all that shit, this will be a heavily heavy football conversation this whole hour and shit.
Okay.
It's not all about the game, but it's all about like football in general and shit. So if y'all listening right now, it's not gonna be a sports show, but it's damn near gonna be one. So I'll just give y'all the heads up now. No, for real. Cause we gotta talk about the Jerry Jones shit. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I didn't.
Alright, so the picture, well, I ain't gonna get into it yet, but we're gonna talk about that. And then we're gonna talk about this weak ass fake ass fucking statue that they put up in Washington shit for Sean Taylor. Y'all remember the safety shit? Dog got killed and shit.
Yeah.
Some home invasions type shit or something. Dog. Yeah, we gotta talk about all that shit. Anyway, but getting back to the NCAA shit. Yeah, I feel like them niggas will try to turn it into an 18 playoff shit just to get just Alabama. Get Alabama in there, motherfucker. Hell no. You think? Yeah. How much of this shit you gonna be? How much or how often do you think these big schools gonna be trying to blame Jackson State for stealing it? And it's not even stealing.
It's not even stealing.
It's just, bitch, you getting out recruited. Like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, since when did this turn into stealing?
You have to. Who wouldn't want to play for Deion Sanders if you had an opportunity? You know what I mean? Especially somebody. I mean, Harbaugh is another one.
Yeah.
That, you know, kids will probably want to play
for. Damn, both said the talk is a 12-team playoff. Damn.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. It should be a 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
But,
you know how they going to do that shit now, though, because now they going to be like, bitch, y'all niggas making money, so. We have 50 motherfucking team playoffs. Nigga, you niggas playing all year.
No, my thing is this here. If you win your conference, you go to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You can keep the other bowl games. The other bowl games don't decide the national championship no fucking way.
Yeah.
So just keep them. But, right. You know, but my thing
is... All right, Bo. You say you got to be out. Tell right, Miles, you say what up, though, man.
Be good, dog.
Sure.
But if you win your conference, you should go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Period.
Whatever conference that is.
Yeah. Go to the play and have an NCAA playoff bracket.
Yeah, just like you do in basketball, basically.
Well, what you do in every fucking sport.
Every sport, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, yeah, you're right.
No, because a lot of those big powerhouse schools are scared to get hit in the mouth.
Yeah.
That's my belief.
Yeah.
They just scared that a motherfucking Western might come out here and bust a SEC school in the mouth.
Right. Fuck SEC.
You know what I mean? Because I was telling people before, I was like, that year Marshall was loaded when they had Randy Moss,
Chad Pennington,
and what was the running back?
Oh, shit. They did have a dog ass tailback.
I can't think of that motherfucking name right now.
Damn, I did forget about dog.
Little dude, man. He wasn't a big fella. He was a little dude.
Fuck.
You know who I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, nigga.
They would have bust a lot of motherfuckers in the mouth.
No, I completely forgot about dog because obviously Randy Moss was there and shit.
Yeah.
And
then I was telling motherfuckers that they was like, no, I said, you got to think about something. At one point, Chad Pennington was cold in the league at one point.
Yeah, he was decent.
He got
hot.
Yeah,
he was decent.
And until Randy retired, couldn't nobody cover the motherfuckers.
Right. Hell yeah.
So no, yeah.
He's hella decent.
So yeah, a lot of motherfuckers, man, they were afraid.
Yeah, motherfucking Chad Pennington, nigga.
Yeah, they were afraid, man.
Yeah. You see any games this weekend, though? Motherfucking NFL shit?
Mm-mm.
Dog, my mans, I fuck with Sunshine, dog. That nigga gonna be straight. He was, you know, he had a rough kind of, you know, I was about to say freshman, rookie year and shit, but, like, he doing
right.
Pretty good. He gonna be all right. He gonna be all right and shit, dog. Dallas, I'm still, I mean, they winning, but.
It's Dallas.
It's Dallas, nigga. I don't know about that shit, dog. Yeah, last night shit was, first of all, last night, let me just say that I always enjoy Green Bay losing and shit. I have to say that. I always enjoy Green Bay losing.
That's a good thing.
I will say this, though, about, why was I about to call this nigga Brett Favre? I will say this about Aaron Rodgers, though. It might be about time. It might be about time, though.
You get up out of there?
Yeah, because, like, his play is declining, and he hurt. Like, he hurt now. Like,
yeah,
so,
they're booing the shit out of his ass.
He hurt. Like, his fucking oblique shit is fucked up, and that's going to be, you know, when you get older, that's going to be a nagging ass. And, like, if your oblique's fucked up, he can't get the full range of motion and throwing.
Yeah, I mean, but he
like it's time. To, it might be time. I don't know.
He got nothing else to prove, man.
Yeah,
he can go
unless they let dog. What's dog name? Shit, the black dude and shit.
Let him finish out the season.
Yeah, let him finish out the season, dog, and come back next year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, come back next year.
Or he can go.
Doug Chapman. Yeah. He's right.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah, Doug Chapman.
He can just go be a motherfucking spokesperson for State Farm or something.
Yeah. Dog, stay far. But yeah, like at least because this season trash. Like they not going to the playoffs and shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk my career.
Right. So let that nigga sit the rest of the year, get his shit together, and then decide if he want to come back next year. And it ain't no point in trying to hurry up and get back this year. That fucking year over. I mean, yeah, that shit's done.
He can get a broadcasting job. So.
Yeah, right. I don't want to see that shit though.
Nah,
that nigga seem boring. I don't know.
There's only one actually two football players that I like broadcasting, and that's Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman called it that shit.
Yeah, and Michael Strahan. Yeah. Whenever he do it.
You know what? I'm starting to like Michael Strahan. I did that first. Yeah. I was like, this nigga is a little bit too much, but I like him now.
Yeah.
How long straight too, though?
Oh, yeah.
But damn everybody, damn everybody over
then,
there.
Then Bradshaw, he a fucking nut.
No, he just retarded. And he get old though.
Yeah,
he get old. It's time for him and Jimmy Johnson should do. They need some replacements.
Yeah,
they need some replacements, dog. Throw Randy Moss and motherfucking Seawood and that bitch or something. Like, I don't know.
Go get Ron and shit.
Somebody. Dog, hey, how crazy would that be, though?
Go get Ron.
I mean, he doing good at the college level and shit, so.
Yeah, he do well, in Minnesota.
For sure. Yeah. Chris Collins, I do fuck with Chris Collins. I like his son. Dog, when his son doing the game, if you ain't looking at the TV, you would think it's him, dog.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers sound exactly the same, bro.
Nah, Chris, I fuck with him.
Yeah, for sure. I
fuck with Chris.
Yeah.
He got to be one of the most honest motherfuckers, man.
Nah, for real. What's my man? Tariq on shit.
Yeah, Chris give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
But he also would tear your ass down if you need to get
to around. Hell yeah. Look at me talking that shit up. All right, so let's get to some of the shit we was gonna talk about, dog. And again, shout out to Martin Luther King Jr. Senior High School down on the Riverside.
If you know, you know.
3200 East Lafayette. You know what it is, dog. His squad in the motherfucking building.
If you know, you know.
Back-to-back state champions. Shout out to all them niggas, dog. Like, I don't even want to single nobody out. Shout out to all them niggas, dog.
Ty Spence, Terrell.
For sure.
You know, y'all doing a hell of a job. I wish I knew a lot of the other coaches I could shoot out, but
yeah.
You know, I know those guys, but shout out to all y'all, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That was a fucking job, man.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Sound Mind, Sound Body and shit, Football Academy for coaching a lot of those kids.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, through camps and all that shit, dog. Shout out to Lil Sterling and shit, motherfucking Dante Moore, for sure. No, I had to scroll back to, what was that, 2019, when we went to Wayne State and saw Dog play the first time and shit.
Yeah, for the first time, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to post that shit later and shit, but I remember I caught a picture of a nigga throwing and shit, and I remember telling your ass and shit, I was like, dog, nigga ain't got no fucking mechanics, like, nobody has ever showed this nigga how to play quarterback, but he good.
He cold.
Hell yeah, and that's the only thing we kept saying the whole game, like, bro. This nigga cold, and he don't even know how to play quarterback yet.
Right.
This point, he what, 13, 14 years old? Like, this nigga don't even know how to play quarterback, and a nigga cold.
Yeah.
And then look at it 4 years later, nigga.
On his way to Oregon.
Motherfucking monster, dog. Shout out to Dog, man.
On his way, I don't know how Michigan let him slip through their fingers.
I guess they just didn't want him.
Yeah.
I guess they just didn't want him.
I don't know how, I mean, shit. You got a back-to-back state champion quarterback.
Right, in your own state.
Come on now.
Dog, all right, though. We good. Michigan straight.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan straight. Yeah, hell yeah. Especially, like, they was able to pull that shit off without Dog playing. I was amazed. And we had a hell of a running day, so.
It's just giving me a reason to watch Oregon football now.
Right, because there wasn't no other reason. Nigga, I ain't never watched Oregon play, right. Ever, like,
I got
in real life.
Reason to sit back and say what time Oregon's coming on.
Hell yeah, dog. That's crazy. Shout out to everybody in the city and shit, doing well and shit. Shout out, I can't remember dog name from Cass and shit, but he a dog though. Tail back over there,
yeah,
he a monster.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah.
Cause he played defense too. He the one who got held and shit in that controversial play.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Tanisha checking in. What up though? Okay. Yeah, it's been a little while. Happy holidays to everybody who just now checking in. All right, so let's get to one of the topics we was talking about today, dog. Since you know what, wait, before we get into that, dog. Nigga, on motherfucking Netflix, they got a new show called Wednesday and shit, right? About Wednesday off the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, this shit good, nigga. I fuck with it heavy, though.
It's called Wednesday?
Yeah, it's about her. So, it's about her going off to boarding school and shit. A bunch of crazy shit happening. But it's a good-ass show, though, nigga. Like, it's funny because, like, they got a lot of the Addams Family shit in there, you know what I'm saying? But it's, like, it's focused on her and her experiences at this school. And the shit was shit kind of good though.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a I don't know, an adult version of Addams Family, I guess, because it's still kind of funny and shit. But like, you know, it's a real drama and shit.
I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Morticia was fine.
Slim Thick. Well, she fine this motherfucker though, because they got old girl. I can't think of her fucking name. Yeah, they got a nice chick playing her on this motherfucker, so yeah.
Playing Morticia?
Yeah. But this nigga say she slim thing, though. I remember we had this whole conversation. I thought she was just skinny on the show. Mm-mm. She was just skinny, nigga.
Nah, Morticia was fine.
You ain't coke talking about a motherfucking slim thing. The fuck out of here, dog. Let me see. It's pronounced Kayla. Checking in. What up, though? My nigga Spank checking in on IG. Don't forget, if you're on IG live right now, go to eblockradio.com. See the full view. All right, so look, this the thing we was talking about. That shit and Peripheral, though. Peripheral is on Amazon Prime. That shit good, too. But, yeah, so let's get to this Jerry Jones shit, though. So, Jerry Jones, you know, back in the day when they was trying to desegregate schools and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, this picture has come up before. Like, I ain't never seen it, but they said it resurfaced. So, it's a picture of, like, you know, a bunch of white kids heckling these black kids who were trying to desegregate schools and shit. And lo and behold, one of those hecklers was Jerry Jones. So that shit resurfaced. So they like, nigga, explain this. So dog say, you know, I'm just one of those curious kids who was trying to see what was going on, dog. Do you buy that shit, dog? Or do you think he was one of the motherfuckers talking about, nigga, don't come to my school?
This is when he was a kid.
I mean, yeah, this was the school shit, so I think I want to say it was a high school, so a teenager.
I mean,
right? Like, what do you do with that? Nothing, I guess.
I mean, people can change.
I mean, that was 70 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, people can change. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, he probably grew up in that time. That's just what the fuck. That's they what it did. Was. You know what I'm saying?
He said it was 14 in the picture.
Yeah, I mean, I can't hold him accountable for that. I mean, you can, but you can't.
Right, so yeah, you're kind of saying the same thing. So Son Liberty said he was 14 in the picture. Here's my question. Should he be held accountable for something that happened 64 years ago? I can see both sides.
I mean, that just was the time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he probably didn't. You got to think back then, a lot of white folks, the good, clean white folks, have changed from 64 years ago.
I would hope so. Shit.
Because you gotta think, I mean, that's all they heard when they went home. That's all they heard when they go to school. Fuck the niggas. That's what, until they got older and then realized, like, nah, this some bullshit.
Yeah, some bullshit, right.
You know what I mean? So, nah, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, he employed the shit out of some black folks now.
Right. So this is my thing, too, though. You know, just to be fair, I'm pretty sure that if events going on and shit, I'm pretty sure that I'm in the background of a bunch of pictures that where I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Probably doing a bunch of shit that I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
So I guess my thing is this. What are you expecting? Like, I mean, what you supposed to, I don't know. Like, what? Okay, so now what?
They grew
like,
up.
You take his team and shit? Like,
that's the time they grew up in, man.
Dog, America, everybody who run America has that ideology. So, like, well, I don't understand. I just don't, what we gonna do?
I mean, I guess his way of saying sorry is paying a bunch of niggas millions of dollars to play on the football team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
this nigga about talking about, so if you hung a black man at 14, that's okay. Nigga, that is completely different.
Yeah, that's something different.
That is completely different, dog. This nigga stopped falling if he hung a motherfucker. I'm not going to compare that, bro. Obviously not, because that's an actual crime, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, like I said.
Saying nigga don't come to my school is not necessarily a crime. Well, I guess it could be a hate crime, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, but
like, and it's not like it's a video. It's not like we heard him saying nigga don't come. I made that part up, but
no, like I said, man, you know, that was just the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't give a fuck about shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, that was the time that he grew up in. That was the era we were in. They told niggas not to come every goddamn where. it wasn't just Jerry Jones.
Okay? Yeah.
It wasn't, I'm pretty sure, some presidents.
And also he's talking about hate is hate. And also, too, though, you got to end the picture. And again, you know what? I'm feeling weird now, because now I feel like I'm defending the motherfucker and shit. But in the picture, like, the nigga literally not doing nothing but looking. Like, the nigga's, he's an onlooker. So I guess the idea is that he not trying to stop people from doing, because, like, he literally was doing nothing, like, looking. Like, you know how many pictures I'm probably in looking at some shit that I probably shouldn't have been involved in? I don't want that shit to be held against me and shit. What is it that we want, I guess, is the thing. Like, are we gonna get reparations for Jerry Jones being in this picture? Like, make it make sense for me. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
He was there. Shit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 40-year-old freshman checking. He said, "I wonder what Stephen A. Smith had to say about it." Man, fuck Stephen A., bro.
I really don't.
And see, this is the thing. Stephen A. got a way of... He got a way of dancing a little bit. Because sometimes I hate the nigga, and then sometimes he come out and say real nigga shit. I fucking hate it. Because, like, when I hate a motherfucker, dog, I want to hate a motherfucker full time. He made that shit hard, though. Because then I would hate the nigga, and then he say some shit that makes sense and actually make me feel like he might have been black at some point. And I'll be like, damn, I like that nigga again.
Right.
He said some real shit on the Breakfast Club, and I tried to be mad. I tried to be hating through the whole interview, but I couldn't. And shit, like, you motherfucker. Yeah, I don't know. Tanisha say 14-year-olds are smarter than we think. Excuse me. He knew what he was doing. We don't have to want anything. He just needs to be held accountable, like anyone else would. Look at Kyrie. He didn't even do. He didn't even do anything but retweet. Are we going? Can we? Is that a comparison?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think that's not a good comparison at all.
Yeah.
Because of the times.
She says, "Stop seeking alternatives and apologies for white men." I'm thinking about just stop seeking anything. So, like, that's what I'm saying. What are we looking for? I'm not looking for an alternative or anything. I'm just saying, what the fuck do we want then? I don't want an alternative. I don't want an apology. I don't want shit.
It is different.
So, like, what is the point of even pointing out shit when I don't even want shit? It is different.
You talking about 64 years ago versus 2 weeks ago. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, climate was different.
Yeah, that's the difference. You talking about way back, you know, in the day where like I said, niggas couldn't go. They had signs.
They had signs.
They had signs. White people only. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the times was
bad. Like, we talking about a white man in Arkansas.
But what did you expect? You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, literally, what the fuck did you expect 65 years ago?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Monks say being held accountable. Let's see, Tanisha say both of you are being apologists for a white man. That's fine. Then stop defending him. Y'all some Uncle Tom's. Fuck this podcast.
Okay, well, that's how you feel. That's how you feel.
Not if she really knew the real story about Uncle Tom. I don't think she would call us that.
Nah, I'm not far from that. I'm just saying. I'm like, shit.
What is an apologist anyway?
You know what, bro? I mean, she has a right to her opinion. And, you know, that's how she feel. That's how she feel about it. And I'm not saying I'm defending him. I'm just saying that just was the fucking time.
I guess I'm on my bullshit on this, though. Like, I'm not defending none of these motherfuckers. Not even Kyrie. Like, I don't give a fuck about niggas making millions and billions of dollars. Because they not...
That was just the time.
Not even just the time. It's just the fact that, like, I guess I just don't care enough.
Oh, man,
because there's, and I ain't gonna say I don't care enough. Let me put it like this. You hold people accountable for what exactly?
I mean, he was 14. And then, like you said, he wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, if you got that kind of money, at this day and age, I don't see it. And if you really feel that way about niggas, you're not going to pay them that kind of money.
I mean, I ain't even going that far into it. I'm just saying, like, what is it to gain out of any of this shit?
You're not going to pay.
Because first of all, I thought y'all niggas would watch the NFL anyway. After Cap took the lead shit, I thought y'all wouldn't do that shit anyway. Half y'all niggas shouldn't even be having this conversation. Because I thought y'all wouldn't fuck with the NFL anyway.
And you motherfuckers, I mean, you know what? In a minute, I'm about to get mad at Tanisha. Because you motherfuckers running around here talking about, you know, we Uncle Tom's. I bet you 90%.
That's right, Spank. Yeah, I don't think she. Yeah, I think people got the wrong. 90%
of the goddamn presidents then did the same shit, but you went out and voted for their ass. you stood in line to vote for their motherfucking ass, and you gonna tell me they ain't called us a bunch of niggas before?
Right.
you went out and voted for their motherfucking ass.
Suddenly we said we are being kind of apologists. I guess I need to know exactly what that means.
I don't want
to
hear that bullshit.
What does apologist mean?
My God damn.
Man.
So, shit.
You mad?
Yeah.
Why are you mad? Because you called your Uncle Tom?
Man, look.
You mad?
I'm about to be in a minute. The more and more I think about it.
You about to get angry?
The more and more I think about it.
About to go Hulk on her and shit?
Shit. Where do you work? I'm pretty sure it's a white man at the end of your goddamn paycheck. But you carry your ass to work every goddamn
day. That's what we about to do? This is what we about to do that.
Nah, man, that's that bullshit.
She got you out your bag.
Man, look. Where you work? That's all I want to know. Where you work? Where you work? I'm sure it's a white man writing your check that done called you a nigga behind closed doors. Yeah. But you carry your ass there on time, punch in, and give him your blood, sweat, and tears.
I'm just saying, like, motherfuckers call me an apologist or whatever, and nobody has given me a definition of that shit yet. But also, too, I'm just trying to figure out.
I wish you was here, too, Monk. I mean, because everybody don't work for themselves like you do. Okay?
He said, so he's saying we on some bullshit, right? So, again, I need two things in the comment box, dog, to make this make sense to me. All right? Tell me what the fucking apologist is. All right? And then tell me exactly what's supposed to happen. So, now we've seen this picture. What's supposed to happen? If I can get those two answers. Wants to downplay and deflect in the felt. I know what you mean though. And deflect. All right, so that's what we doing. Am I deflecting? Let me see. Am I? I guess you can consider that downplaying. I guess by saying that it was 60 something years ago. I guess I can. I guess I can buy that.
Like I said, that's probably. All...
But still, I want to know like what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, like what? That's all white people knew back then was fuck niggas. I mean, and you're surprised? Yeah. That's the thing that's killing me.
I mean, you say honestly, both of you are downplaying his actions and deflecting. I got news for you, Southern Liberty. If black people didn't downplay and deflect all the shit that white America has done to us, what would we actually be doing other than killing ourselves? Because there's too much shit to not downplay and deflect. Like, I don't think you could even live every day.
Y'all act like y'all shocked. Y'all saw a white man telling a nigga don't come to the school 65 years ago. You act like you shocked behind that shit.
Right. And half the other owners too, and they probably just wasn't in the picture.
Right. Shit, I mean, if that's the case, like I said, yeah, y'all motherfuckers stand in line of over these white presidents that I'm sure have called you a nigga before. But you stand your ass out there and put their ass in the Oval Office.
Monk say nothing is supposed to happen. We just need to know where he stands now.
I don't give a shit.
So I'm gonna tell you like this, dog. Him and every other owner in the NFL stands in the same position. Billionaire motherfuckers who don't give a shit about our everyday life.
They give a fuck about
just like the Fords and shit don't give a fuck. That's why they keep giving us this bullshit team.
These motherfuckers care about wins and losses and green money. That's all the fuck they care about.
Yeah.
And you motherfuckers running around here surprised because somebody was 14, 65 years ago, standing where they did that shit every fucking where. Right. That shocks you? I mean, that really shocks you. That's the part that's killing me.
Yeah. Right, Spacey said where he stands during the cap protest. Yeah, so you already knew what type of nigga Jerry Jones was. Like, I didn't need to see the pic. I guess that's what I'm saying. I didn't need to see the picture to understand what type of motherfucker Jerry Jones is. I didn't need to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
motherfucker, niggas.
We already know. So what are we doing? Like, are people in Dallas voting him out as owner and shit? Like, is the owner? You know, they little ring of motherfuckers and shit.
Yeah.
Like, are they voting him out? Like, what's gonna happen though? Like, you knew what type of motherfucker you always been. I knew what type of nigga Jerry Jones was when he wouldn't get rid of fucking Tony Romo, nigga. Something wrong with that motherfucker. Tony Romo should have been got fired, though.
Like I said, man, nothing these white billionaires do surprise me, though.
Dude.
I don't know why everybody want to act all appalled and shocked. Like, oh my God. What the fuck else did you expect from him?
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, dog.
That's why, and you know, I don't know why Monk so heated about it. In his own words, I just don't give a shit no light. I don't give a fuck.
But that's what he's doing.
I expect that shit from you guys, man. Right. I expect
from you guys. So let me say, black people try to act fairly, knowing that we won't. That's weakness. Show a united front, even if you're wrong. An example, Trump supporters.
You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong about that, son of liberty. I don't give a fuck what you say. Because I don't give a fuck about a lot of shit.
No, I mean, I understand what he's saying, though.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about a lot of shit.
And this is where, so let's go back to everything that's happening with Kyrie and fucking Kanye and shit, right? So basically what he's saying is, even if we don't necessarily agree with niggas like Kyrie and Kanye saying and shit, we supposed to form a gang and shit to mm-hmm. you know, to pivot in their direction. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise we are showing weakness. This is basically what he's saying.
It's not showing weakness, man. You're trying to fight a war that we're not gonna win. Mm-hmm. And that's just me.
Oh shit. Hey, look, did you read that? Hold on, let me go back.
What'd he say?
Then you'll never get anywhere because you'll always be divided. Can we get an amen for the amen corner? Nigga, we know that. We know that. This is the shit that Monk say all the time.
But it's not gonna happen. I mean,
hey, what do you say all the time? All we gotta do is get together. And what do you say? Yeah, but you know that ain't gonna happen.
Ain't gonna happen. Right. It's not.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
I don't know, because we keep shedding light on the wrong shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We keep it just, you got to learn how to keep it moving, man. Yeah. Just keep it fucking.
For sure.
The more you pay attention to that shit, the more backwards you're going to go, in my opinion. Just don't pay that shit no attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we done lost leaders trying to do this shit. We about to lose a couple more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still curious, though. What action needs to take place? Now that we've seen this photo, all the black people, Monk, while you were here, screaming at the top of your lungs and shit at the auto shop and shit.
They probably put his ass outside.
Right, he probably smoking a cigarette by now and shit. Yeah. But what's the action now? Like that's the part I don't understand. Like it's so, all right, we hold him accountable. And now what? These motherfuckers gonna quit playing for Dallas and shit? Like, y'all gonna quit?
Because what is something he did?
I don't know. I don't understand. Don't,
like I said, I'm not defending the motherfucker. Yeah. Like I said, I expect that shit more. If that's the case, it should be a nigga in the NFL then.
Right. Nigga nowhere.
It shouldn't be a nigga in the NBA. It shouldn't be a nigga in the NFL. It shouldn't be a nigga in the MLB.
Yeah.
Because you just caught that one owner in the picture. You're not going to tell me.
And see, and this is the thing too, though. So Monk said, because you said that, you know, a bunch of leaders and shit go get took out, basically. And Monk said, what leaders? See, this is our problem. We have plenty of community leaders. I don't know what y'all motherfuckers expecting, like some kind of Martin Luther King or Malcolm X again and shit. We have plenty of leaders in our own community. Shout out to my man Calvin Mann. You know what I'm talking about? Who is one of those community leaders? Shout out to Yusef Shakur. Like, these are motherfucking leaders that, like, no, they not popular. Like, they not on TV every motherfucking day. But these are community leaders. And I'm sure other communities have their leaders and shit. I think right there, he downplaying the leaders that we actually have already. I don't know what we looking for. Like, some motherfucking Black Panther or some shit. Like, nigga, we got leaders.
Man, look.
And don't discount them niggas, dog. I'm just saying, because, again, shout out to my man Calvin Mann and Yusef Shakur. Right here in the city of Detroit, we have our leaders, bro.
Man,
that's all I'm saying.
Like I said, we need to stop acting surprised. We need to stop giving away the fucking playbook.
Yeah.
And it is not a that's your opinion, son. Maybe that's your opinion, because obviously, you're not going to never be able to look at things the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. Okay, you're not. So you can call my argument weak all you want. You know what I mean?
Because my name is Zeke, New Era Detroit.
Yeah, sure. you can't see things through my eyes. Okay? You'll never be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can say what you want to say and think how you want to think and feel how you want to feel. But at the end of the day, you'll never, ever, ever be able to see things through my eyes, Q eyes.
Never, ever, ever.
Monk eyes. You won't. You'll never know how we feel. You'll never know. You will never, ever, 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 unless you die and come back black. You will never know what it feels like. Okay? So you can call my argument weak all you want to. But until you experience what we have experienced, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. You don't get to say that. Because you have been privileged all your life.
Damn, this is where we're going with it.
No, I mean, I'm serious. You can claim you understand, mm-hmm. but you'll never understand. You'll never understand. You won't.
He said he never claimed to want to do that.
Okay.
Just said your argument is shit.
Okay, your argument is shit.
He said, shout out to Tariq Nasheed and 19 Keys. I just got hip to 19 Keys for sure, actually. That's on a whole nother realm right there. But
it's easy to say that when shit ain't never happened to you.
What?
I'm talking to Son of Liberty. When shit ain't never happened to your people, it's easy to say that.
Oh, he said that's on purpose. He agreeing with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to say that. It's easy to tell us to shut the fuck up when shit ain't never happened to you.
When he said, shit but you're confused and lost defending the old-ass white man.
I am not confused, man.
I
am not confused and I'm not defending
him. I think there's a discrepancy because, like, I'm not defending. I guess, and it may come across as that, because I'm not defending Jerry Jones, but, I'm not defending. I'm just trying to see exactly what to do with that information. Like, you know how sometimes you get information and shit, and it's just like, you got it now, like, what you gonna do with it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not defending them and shit. I mean, well, every day, and it's probably a broad stroke and shit, right? But every day we get up and live life in America, we are defending racism. Every time we do white people shit, every time we do European affected Western mentalities, nigga, we are defending white people shit. So every day our life that we wake up, apparently.
They ain't gotta worry about that.
Right. So I like only thing outside of defending them is to create motherfucking all hell chaos and shit and tear some shit up. Which is what Bo said we need to do any fucking way.
I mean,
and I'm not thinking that's a bad idea at some point.
And then, I mean, I've always said it. Ain't shit gonna change until God hit the reset button.
God or our 10%, right? One of the two. 2 G's, what up, though?
Because, what's happening? Because white folks ain't gonna let it go.
Yeah, they not. Come they in not with the weed. Go. It's over there. Ashtray.
White folks ain't gonna let it go, man. Yeah. They want right. to rule the world, and they not gonna stop. They've been trying to rule, take over the world.
Yeah.
They done got into it with every race on the fucking planet. They not gonna quit. They just gonna keep going. Keep going.
Keep going.
And keep fucking
keep
going.
Keep it moving.
And that's why I'm not surprised about a lot of their actions. I'm not surprised about a lot of things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like no other race but themselves. And once everybody else on the planet realize that, we might be okay.
Shit. All right. Let's get off of this shit.
White folks God don't damn. Like nobody but white folks.
Shit, they don't even like them.
Period.
This motherfucker reefer got reefer in it, dog. All right, so let's move on to the last topic before we get out of here, because that's 11. All right, we'll go to... that was a very spirited conversation, by the way.
It was.
Let's go to this shit with Sean Taylor, right? So, Washington, the Commanders, I guess it is now, said they were going to create a statue, you know, in memory of Sean Taylor. I don't know if you've seen this statue, right? But what it is basically a wire frame with his jersey and a Washington Redskins helmet, bro. That was it. What? They said they were putting up a statue. So when people say statue, yeah, I think they talk about, like, you know, like how fucking Jordan is outside of the, you know, United Center and shit like that. The Joe Louis fist, you know, like a statue. A wire frame, bro, with a jersey on it. Is that disrespectful?
Yeah. I would say so.
I would say, like,
and you know what?
I thought we not moving on. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not about to entertain.
Respond to the comment, though.
I'm not about to entertain that. Because you know what? Like I said, I'm not about to entertain that. Because like I said, you ain't never been through shit. So I don't expect you to understand. You ain't never been through nothing. You ain't never been through nothing. You ain't never been through a goddamn thing probably a day in your motherfucking life.
Goddamn, nigga. Okay? Waste that bitch.
So, yeah. You'll never understand, you know, why we say this type of shit we say. You'll never understand it. You won't. And I understand you really deep down inside want to understand us. I guess it's the swag we have. I don't know.
Where is this conversation going?
You really want to be us, though. I get that. I mean, I get that. But you can't. So it is what it is, man.
He said because he's never been through anything, he can't have an opinion?
No, you can't. No, you can't. The fuck you gonna have an opinion on something that you ain't never been through about?
I don't know, I do that shit all the time.
Everything seems easy to you.
I do that shit all the time. I talk about niggas' parenting skills and I ain't got no kids. So, I don't know, I do that shit all the time.
And we get into it all the time about that.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be honest with you on that one, dog. It's a lot of parents out here.
No, I'm not.
Who don't know how to parent, nigga. So like their opinion ain't no better than mine.
No, I'm not in my feelings. I'm not. Trust me. You would know if I was in my feelings.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm just saying your opinion ain't on something that you
nigga, he is trolling you, bro. Would you stop?
That you really can't even talk about.
He in your head, bro. Like he is trolling you, nigga. Let
call me
go.
A dummy again, man.
He said, call me a dummy again. What you gonna do?
Call me a dummy again, man. I might have to find you.
He in your head, bro.
I'm gonna do some real nigga shit.
Are you being trolled during the show, bro? He should drop the low.
Nah, son, he cool, man.
He funny as hell.
Son, cool people, man.
But nah, back to the little weak ass statue though. I would really just like, why they even do it? Like, why do it? Like, yeah. if you're not gonna do a real statue, like, why even? That shit was some years ago anyway. At this point, so like, if you gonna go through the effort of building some kind of, you know, monumental piece for him, like, why would you fucking, yeah?
Yeah, that's
like, don't even waste your time. Yeah. So they got a Nike jersey on, motherfucking Reebok pants, Adidas motherfucking, look like, I ain't gonna lie, look like soccer cleats, nigga. They don't even look like football cleats. It's like somebody put that bitch together last night, like, oh shit, niggas, team project due tomorrow, nigga.
Right.
Like, for real. And like, it's crazy, like, they took the, people was all cheering and shit, you know what I'm saying? They take the motherfucking sheet off and like, nigga, you can hear the crowd like, hey, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this shit? Like, I don't know. To me, it's just like, it was pointless. Like, why even? Just don't put nothing up, I guess.
Yeah, just don't even do it at all.
Just don't do it at all,
though. Or just hang the jersey.
Just hang the jersey. Yeah, how about that? How about that, dog? Because that's just all the fuck they did.
Yeah, just hang the jersey.
Was hang the jersey. Like, they could at least use a real mannequin. Like, yeah, just hang the jersey. He's going to have a wire frame of that motherfucker. I don't know.
Hey, Iowa, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been to Iowa before. I love Iowa, man. Iowa's a great place. It is. I love it.
Space and he ain't been back since 96. Shout out to Iowa State, I believe is that. But anyway, dog, that's it. We talked a lot of football today and a lot of Uncle Tom shit.
Oh yeah.
We found out so much about our character today.
Right.
I am an apologist now and shit, apparently.
It's always good to have good, clean conversation with Son of Liberty, too, man. Mm-hmm. That's a smart dude. He is a smart dude, man. He has not a lot of knowledge.
Tanisha be attacking us, though.
Oh, she be coming at us full steam.
Why Tanisha be attacking us?
I don't know. Where's she from, man? Tanisha, where your ass from?
I leave my nigga, I need my fucking, what's that nigga name and shit? What's Ricky's name and shit? The name we be giving? Damn, I can't think
Lucius
of that.
Washington?
Yes, Lucius Washington. We need Lucius Washington, this motherfucker, dog, to tell us why. Because I know he know why.
Oh, you know.
And I ain't gonna get into that in this episode, because it's going to start a whole nother thing.
No, Lucius know.
Yeah, but yeah. Thank you, black ladies. for always taking care of us black men and shit. The toughest critic in the motherfucking thing.
Oh my god.
Because any failure or anything, any obstacle that you was faced is because of the black man.
Nigga, I'm not defending the white man. Will you stop that bullshit?
They keep defending the white man, angry.
I'm defending the fact that we don't need to be paying that shit no goddamn attention. Mm-hmm. Ain't that the shit you say? Monk? Money?
Right. Shit. And still, 30 minutes later, ain't nobody put an action into this motherfucker.
Dog.
Because somebody please tell me what's supposed to happen at this point. Okay, we hold Jerry Jones accountable. You was out here screaming nigga at the top of your lung. I don't even know if this is what happened, but this is how I'm going to say it and shit.
I ain't defending that
so we did me. All of that shit. So yes, now what? What is the action? Somebody please drop that into the comments. Back home, niggers. Son of Liberty talking about get a walk. Fuck Whitey.
Like,
he'd have been a perfect extra on Sanford and Son.
I'm trying to tell you. My thing is, damn, Monk, I mean, shit, what the fuck? All I'm saying is, why are y'all surprised?
Right.
That's the thing that's killing me. Man. You know, what was it, 1942 or some shit? I mean, ain't that what the fuck went on all the goddamn time? So now, today, oh my God, Jerry Jones was standing in the
middle of it. Okay, so is that what it is? All right, so, man, you know what, yeah, maybe that. All right, fuck it. All right, Spank, I'll see you on that. How about we make a list of demands like they did for Kyrie and shit then, in order for him to get back in the league and shit, right? So this nigga got to go learn all this shit and everything. Maybe, all right, so let's do that. Maybe that be the action, since nobody fucking said any actions. We'll roll with that.
What?
That. Make that same list of motherfucking shit. Make this nigga do all of this crazy shit in order to get back in good graces. Sit down with Farrakhan and shit. Go to African American Studies and shit for a year. Nigga, I don't know. All these crazy ass things like they got Kyrie doing and shit. Because since nobody put an action down there and shit, we working on an action plan. It's what we're doing right now, though. Working on an action plan.
Man, okay.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys going to fuck around and be an all-white NFL team in a minute.
Yeah. Son of Liberty said, I think the action here is simple. I'm sorry, I can't read. I got high that quick. I think the action is simply labeling them as they are. It's just an honor code thing. We've always known that most, if not all, owners in the NFL are somewhat racist. I think we all knew that. Like, so they're labeled now.
That's why I keep saying, yeah. Why is everybody acting so fucking
damn, donate $10 million to every black. You know what? Well, fuck it. I could go with that.
What's that?
We'll get reparations from Jerry Jones himself, nigga. Fuck it. We trying to get that shit from the government. We should be getting that shit from Jerry Jones.
Donate to HBCUs.
Right, shit. They gonna donate the E-Block Radio Podcast Network. The fuck you mean?
Right, we support
Dallas
like a motherfucker.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
Blue stars everywhere.
I'm gonna keep saying it. I don't know why I'm motherfucking surprised. I ain't defending him. I'm just saying I'm still tripping on why motherfuckers are surprised.
Yeah.
That, you know, even if he said it or if he didn't say it or if he was there.
I mean, yeah, he was there. That's all we know. He was there. In the picture.
Why is that a shock?
All the dialogue. I was clearly making that shit up.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what he was saying to that motherfucker.
I can see it. I can see it. Nah.
Right. Go right. Home, nigger. Go back to Africa. Fucking jungle money.
Tree jumpers and chicken lovers and slam right. Dunkers. You know what I mean?
What the fuck were you saying with the rest of this guy?
Right. I don't know why your motherfuckers are surprised. That's why a lot of shit bounce off me, because I ain't.
Hey, shut your Uncle Tom ass up.
I know, right? I ain't surprised. You
fucking Uncle Tom.
The thing of it coming from me is I expect that from you.
Yeah.
I expect you to be that way. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to surprise me. It's not going to surprise me. Now, when you want to surprise me, show me Barack Obama at one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That'd shock me.
I'm surprised that just came out now. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's about, what, 80 years old?
Yeah. Well, they said resurfaced, so at some point they've already addressed this. Like, that was my first time seeing this shit.
This shit don't surprise me. I expect a motherfucker to be racist.
Yeah.
I expect him. That's my expectations of old white men to be racist. So I'm not surprised by it. So I'm not going to shed no light on the shit. Yeah. It ain't the fact that I'm defending you. I just already know where you coming from.
Right.
I already know where you coming from. My great grandmother told me before she passed away, don't ever trust them old crackers.
Them old crackers. On that note, dog, we gonna get up out of here.
So I don't.
Shit, all the questionable shit we say on this motherfucking show, boy, we be in trouble once all this shit resurface. Especially a lot of the shit I was saying. Yeah. Anyway, let's not get into that. So it's Monday. This is a happy back to motherfucking back to work and school week and shit, though. So hopefully y'all niggas enjoyed y'all holidays. We about to slide up out of here, though. I don't know what's going on tonight. Monday night football, I suppose.
Why the school buses ain't working, man?
What you mean?
Since Friday, the school buses ain't been running.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
I'm about to make a phone call.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's it. It's Monday, then. If you're going to watch Monday Night Football and shit, whatever you go do today and shit, man, just go have fun and be safe. All that good shit. We'll go around the block one last time before we get out of here, though. 2G's ain't got no mic, so we're going to skip right past him and shit. Plus, he don't know what's going on any fucking way. Anyway, dog, let's slide up out of here, dog. Angry Man, some final sentiments you want to leave the people with today, bro?
Hey, man, look.
Uncle Tom ass nigga.
I know, man. I know.
Uncle Thomas.
Right. Uncle Thomas ass nigga.
I know. I guess I'm gonna sell out of the day, I guess.
Sell all ass nigga. Defending that white man.
I ain't defending no motherfucking body.
Defending them crack ass crackers.
I ain't defending. I don't even like crackers. I don't even eat crackers with chili. I don't even want none of that.
Dog, this nigga stupid.
But no. Seriously, man, on a real note, I'm not defending Jerry Jones. I'm just not surprised.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not surprised about what none of these billionaire white men are going to say or what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't. In the words of Mug Money, which I'm surprised he's not on my page on this one, I'm not shedding the shit no goddamn light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if that's what you did, at the end of the day, I expect it.
Yeah.
That's just what I expect. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he could be a bad guy, or he could just been a product of where he lived and grew up at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if it wasn't, if that's how he is, why are we acting appalled? Yeah. Like, oh my God,
yeah.
He's a racist. And you're surprised by that? What the fuck, man? Why are you giving, you didn't gave this motherfucker $10 more million, probably off social media, and everybody took it, because we're talking about it.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we keep putting light on the wrong fucking shit.
Mm.
Him being at that rally or whatever it was is not a shock to me.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why it's a shock to everybody else. That's not me defending him. That's just me saying, why the fuck do y'all even give a fuck? Did you expect anything less?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Y'all gonna sit up there and talk about the picture, then turn around and say, behind closed doors, all NFL owners and NBA owners are slave owners. Bingo.
Right, you already said it.
You know what I'm saying? Bingo. You done already put the shit out there.
Yeah.
So why are you surprised by it?
I guess I can figure on that shit, though.
Yeah, I said, especially growing up in Arkansas. What the fuck did you expect 64 years ago in Arkansas?
2G's, man. You got something to say, bro?
Whatever P-Say.
They said whatever P-Say. Oh, that little dog. On that note, for real, like the whole hour, I was asking for, like, you know, some examples of what we can do. So, shout out to Spank, because Spank started the whole issue of making them sit down with Farrakhan, donating to black-owned financial institutions. Fucking, let's do that shit then. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we save the Jews?
I don't know. Everything might turn off.
Everything might cut off. But yeah, that's what the Jews did. You know what I'm saying? Like to Kyrie and fucking Kanye and shit. So like, maybe we should. Because that's all I was wondering. Like, so we address it now, what? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that could be an action. Like, so we put out this whole list of demands and shit for them to get back in our good graces and shit, right? We gonna get reparations from Jerry Jones, dog. That's what we doing.
Alright, sir, you be good, man. You have a good holiday, man. Take it easy.
Anyway, dog, we up out here, dog. Thanks for all the great conversations today, man. Thank you for everybody who checked in with us today. Also, don't forget, if you are listening on YouTube or on eblockradio.com, that you can take us on the go with you on the Audible at iHeartRadio. What's the other shit? Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora and actually now even Amazon and shit. So you can go to the Amazon shit and find us on Amazon Music, cause we every fucking where, dog. We out here. We out here, cuz.
Y'all.
That's it, dog. Monday night, man. If you're gonna watch Monday Night Football or you're trying to still eat motherfucking leftovers, today should be the last fucking day for leftovers, dog. Them bitches is bad at this point. This shit's 5 days old, bro.
Yeah.
Let that shit go. This shit is 5 days old, nigga. Yeah. If you ain't ate that shit by the day, let it go, dog.
You cook way too much if you still got some
more
of that
shit. Hey, whatever you gonna do this evening, though, man, make sure that you do at least try to arrive alive, dog. To the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
My money, Earth, son.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my nigga 2G's dropped in for a second.
What up, dude?
My nigga Agri Man holding it down.
I ain't gonna talk to the cops, man.
Monk Money down there taking care of his auto situations.
Handle your B.I., Monk.
For sure. And again, man, shout out, happy birthday to TJ, man, the grown-ass man and shit. Happy birthday, my dog.
What, his son's birthday today?
Yeah, it's today, yep.
What, he was about 30?
Yeah, I think that nigga 35, 36, somewhere in there.
Hey, TJ, slap the shit out your dad, man. What you saying?
Slap your daddy.
Slap your daddy.
Get grown and just slap the fuck out that nigga.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Red Zone, baby. We out here.
Yo.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.